The Rush Hour Podcast. All the best bits right here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Come on.
Yeah, it's hump day. Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig. Hello.
And I have got the hump, actually.
Why?
I've got a bone to pick with you that I've been sitting on since I arrived in this building.
It must be painful.
That came out wrong.
Depends which bone, I guess. Go on.
Don't make me laugh, because this is very serious. Now, my start time is midday today.
Yeah.
I was in the building at 10 to 12. Yeah. What time did I come up? I'll tell you, 10 past 12, because I couldn't park my car next to your enormous beast of a vehicle. That, I might add, so there's three parking bays. Where is your big beast? In the
across,
middle bay.
Across all three of them. It's a Ford Everest, and it's a belter. But yes, it is a big car.
Couldn't you park on the side?
No, I couldn't park on the side.
You could.
It's the car that it's the car that you own because it's meant to be a big car and you're meant to make everybody else go and park elsewhere. It's the car where you go into the dealership and they say, how, like, you know, are you compensating for something? And then I'm like, yes.
Well, apparently you are, because it took me, I had to make a 109-point turn to get into that car park.
Well, well done to you, because you made the 109-point turn and here you are here today.
Just made me think about how you might stand in a three-cubicle urinal, to be honest.
Urinal?
Yeah.
Plenty more of that vocabulary coming up over the next couple of hours with Janelle Koenig here.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
That a baby has been left in Booragoon, and Michael Genovese from Nine News is actually just left the press conference regarding it. He's on his way over to the Perth Children's Hospital, and he joins us now. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Pete. G'day, Janelle. I wish it was under better circumstances, but yeah. No, we are on our way to Perth Children's Hospital. We've spoken with staff there who say that this young boy, it's a baby boy, he's in the best of hands now, but it certainly hasn't been that way for the past 24 hours. They're saying that he's around about 1 day old and was discovered this morning, just after 8 o'clock, left in a box and a blanket out the front of a medical centre on Davey Street, which is about a street away from Garden City Shopping Centre. They've scanned for security vision, CCTV cameras, and are calling for dash cam vision from that time and in that location to try and determine how the mother left him, why the mother left him, or just to get an identification of who the mother is, because they don't know who this boy is. They don't know who the mum is. All they know is that he was left with a note. And on that note, it was just, police didn't want to go into it, but they said it expressed a want from the mother to authorities to take care of the baby boy. So it's a riddle at this stage. It's a mystery. The only real good news is that the baby is in safe hands at Perth Children's Hospital and is in good condition, is in good health, but he's 24 hours old. So as part of the investigation and trying to track down the mum, police have called every hospital in the Fremantle area and got information about the births of every child in the past 24 hours, but still are having no luck. So they've involved the media to try to get the message out there so that if she's listening or if she sees it on the news tonight, to come forward and don't worry about charges or anything like that. They're saying that they're worried about her welfare first and foremost.
It's so heartbreaking and her mental state must be really worrying. But so if someone has seen anything, what do they do if a member of the public has seen something?
Yeah, well, they should contact police. They can get in touch with Crime Stoppers. You mentioned the mental state. It's such a stunning development, a stunning story. And the detective who's working on it there at Fremantle, who spoke with us, said in 17 years she's never seen anything like it.
Michael, I understand, as we mentioned at the top of this, that you're on the way to the Perth Children's Hospital. So that's where the baby boy is now?
That's where he is now. Yeah, so he's in. He wasn't in terrible condition to start with, according to police. They say that he's healthy, he's fine. He hadn't been left there for too long, but obviously with an infant who's less than 24 hours old, it's such a delicate age and such a stressful thing. So the staff there at that medical centre took the right action. They alerted St John straight away, and he was taken in an ambulance here to Perth Children's Hospital, and the official word from staff here is that he's stable. It's just a matter of trying to figure out who he is now.
Michael, more on Nine News tonight.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Janelle. Right.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
But it is Wednesdays with Janelle Koenig, and I love it because every Wednesday you bring friends and you've brought another one.
I am so popular.
Pops.
Not really.
I still maintain that this is because now you have like a, you have a radio studio at your disposal and you say to these people, be my friend, I will get you on the radio.
How dare you?
No, in a nice
know
way.
Know me so well.
I think we were friends before that,
We were friends way before this. I've brought in my friend Dean Misdale, who is starring tonight.
Tonight.
In the second season.
2.0,
incarnation, yeah. Of We Will Rock You.
Love it.
Now, you're playing Killer Queen.
I am.
And what I love about this is that We Will Rock You is at the Quarry.
Oh, got it.
Tights and Propes.
Mm. It is.
Yeah, nice.
Because they talk about the place of living rock, and we're literally in a venue surrounded by rock.
You were telling me off air that you've got some other people on stage, other characters on stage that may not be human in that environment.
Oh, yes. We've...
What?
There, being outdoors definitely presents its unique working environment, and we have had some snake issues.
Really?
Yeah, so the rangers are on call whenever there's a show happening at the Quarry, and we had one last night crawling outside the dressing room door, and one just went across the front of the stage.
You know what snakes they are? What kind of...
They're little stripy. I'm not an animal person.
We all know that.
just an animal.
Just a snake. So
there will be ushers and there will be snake handlers at the end tonight.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Now, I remember last year, the show was, I was lucky enough to go to the show last year, and it was a huge success.
Yeah.
And you even had Ben Elton come down.
We did. Ben Elton was there opening night. And it was, he was so nice. He came backstage after the show and, you know, he goes to a lot of the different productions around the world.
Mm.
And this was the first one that he had seen. They call it a non-replica production. So when a show tours the world, you know, the choreography stays the same, the costumes stay the same. But then when they start allowing the rights to local companies, you kind of get to take your own spin on it a little bit creatively.
Cool.
So the show, we localized a couple of the jokes and stuff like that. And he loved it. So we were... So lucky to have that.
Do you guys know that someone of his ilk is going to be in the place beforehand?
We knew he was coming.
Does it change it in your head a little bit? Do you get a little bit of, oh my God, Ben Elton's here?
No. I mean, last time, opening night, the adrenaline was through the roof. Ben Elton was the last thing on my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So just getting out there and doing it was my main focus. But, you know, it's just a nice kind of pat on the back to have him there and recognize... you know, a local production. You know, the show is completely Perth talent. Locally talent, locally produced, everything is Perth. So that in itself, I think, is an amazing achievement.
I've seen plenty of Facebook posts from our own Blake Williams, who does the scene here, who is, going again. Yeah.
He's a superstar.
Yep.
And am I right in saying that this is the first time in the history of the show that a man has played Killer Queen? I mean, you are a drag queen in your... Twilight hours.
we believe so. There's not a whole lot. We haven't been, we researched it and we know it's definitely the first in Australia.
Yep.
As far as the world goes, we're like 90% sure we have not been able to find any kind of record of it happening elsewhere. So we don't want to go out and say, yes, we're the first to do it just in case.
Yep.
But there's not any kind of media or paraphernalia saying that it's been done that way before.
That's extraordinary.
We're going to take that as a yes then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying yes.
Okay, so the Quarry is sold out. Tickets available for the, where is it next?
We're doing the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre.
Yes, and so tickets still available?
There are limited tickets available. It is selling like hotcakes. We were down there at Crab Fest on the weekend doing promo, and we had so many people come up and say, we're coming to the show, we're coming to the show. So if you want to come see us in Mandurah, jump on the Manpack website. And grab your tits.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
You know what I do know?
What do you know?
I know that you are what I would call literally a walking headline.
I'm just finger on the pulse. I'd like to say I'm finger on the pulse, right? If I see something and I think to myself, that's unusual, bang, out comes the phone, jump onto the Facebook page, Petey Perth, no big deal, or Instagram, Petey Perth, no big deal, and out comes Facebook Live because I'm there, I'm on the scene.
You literally were, though, this morning.
And then even to the point where, I don't know, did you catch Today Perth News on Channel 9?
No.
8:30, Louise Momba?
No. Oh. What happened there?
Get a load of this.
First, pictures just in and a shock for residents in our southeast this morning. This video shows two horses on the loose in Southern River trotting through the intersection of Furley Road and Parkview Drive. The footage was taken by Pete Carulli from Mix 94.5 about an hour ago. Police were called to contain the animals. It's unclear if the horses have been caught since.
The horses have been caught since, by the way, but, yeah, on it.
You've made it.
I've made it. See, I've made it.
When you told me that you saw two horses this morning just casually wandering the streets of Southern River, in my head I imagined, like, street horses. Like
the equivalent, street horses.
The equivalent of street dogs.
Oh yeah.
Street, like a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah.
Maybe you had been eating from a bin.
Yeah, no. These horses were, in a word, majestic.
They were
like
majestic.
They were, because you've seen the photos. Yes. We put them up on the Mix page. Like these horses were, the manes were blowing back in the breeze. And like it's first thing in the morning. I get up usually most mornings around about 5:30 to go for my walk and I take Ranger. And we're literally walking down the street, coming up to the usual intersection on the pathway that I take. And I hear this clop, 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 clop. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Expecting to see a trainer or something, you know? No, it's just two horses. What is it? 12 hands high, 20 hands high, whatever they call it. And behind them in the distance, the sun's coming up as well. So it was like I was in a Western. It was actually quite cool. But yeah, so that was the story this morning. And I chased them around for about 17 minutes. Didn't catch them, but chased them around for about 17 minutes.
Good
to
cardio.
Make sure. Yeah, it was great cardio.
But do you live somewhere near stables and fields and pastures?
Well, it's out in Southern River. So it's kind of, yes, it's kind of no. Do you remember a little while ago when cows got out?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was Southern River as well.
Okay.
So it's all that sort of area where there's sort of animals sort of here and there, but every now and again they get out. It was great.
It was so good.
Yeah. And then I decided I was gonna stick with them for as long as I possibly could and then Up to a canter.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Oh, Caleb in Port Kennedy, how are you, mate?
I'm great.
That's good, you should be. You're on the short list and you are that much closer to a crack at $2 million, my friend.
How good is that?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Congratulations, Caleb. What could
you
spend $2
million on? I'm buying a boat. That's the first thing I'll buy.
Yeah, nice. And if you've got a boat, depending on how big it is, like how big are we talking? Is it something you need a pen for or is it something you need a new...
Big fishing boat.
Yeah, okay. So we need a pennant, which will be fine. You can cover that. Where are you taking the big fishing boat?
Northern Territory to go barra fishing.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. And how about you buy like a really big one so you're not trailing this thing on a car? Like you could literally steam out from Hillary's and go all the way up and around.
Around, yeah.
You know?
On the cards?
Yeah. On the cards for sure. $2 million. Mate, good luck to you, Caleb.
Awesome, thanks, mate.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel, it's your team every round, live and ad break free during play. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
The Rush Hour with Pete Carelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
You need Perth's help, Janelle.
I do. I'm in a quandary. Now, I have two daughters, 9 and 6, and the 9-year-old has just started year 5.
Okay, so what's the significance of that?
Okay, what that means is that it's now time for us to start seriously locking down a high school.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I went to high school in Melbourne, we just followed on from the primary school. So there was an automatic follow-on school that we all went to. There was no question.
We did here. Like, I went to St. Joe's in Queen's Park, and then the follow-on was St. Norbert's, which is literally, like, on the same block.
Okay.
So, yeah. Spot on.
Okay, well, I'm in Thornley, and there's literally about 6 options that we could choose.
Really?
Yeah.
All government schools? Are they
some
sort of
government, some are private?
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know how to select what's best for my daughter. She's my eldest, so we've never been through this. I've got no experience with the schools myself.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of word of mouth. I just don't know what to look for.
Does she have a bit of an idea? Like, has she spoken to you about things like, I want to go where my friends are going? Or
yeah, that's the general thing. She wants to go where her friends are going, but I don't know that school.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the best things to look for are.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Some are big, some are small, some have got artistic type venues and facilities.
Yeah.
Some are more academic.
Well, they're incredible what they offer these days.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to high school back in the day, and we're talking St. Norbert's here, And it
that's
was
one of the schools.
It's one of the. That, is it one of the? Yeah. Oh, of course, it would be one of the schools. Yeah. And I suppose Lumen Christi would be another one.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Right. Okay. So, like, and at St. Norbert's, like back in the day, I think we could choose theatre or we could choose. I did metalwork. Like you know, like, there was that sort of
spectrum.
Stuff. And yeah. I was a very flamboyant metal worker, very theatrical metal worker. But they, like in this day and age, like the stuff that you can choose from at schools now, like is just insane. Like the tech side of things, or like it's incredible what you can choose from. And has she spoken to you about maybe some of the things that she necessarily wants to study as a specialty? Does she even know? I suppose in year five, you don't really know, do you?
I asked her what she wanted to be, and she said she wants to be a pet shop owner.
A pet shop owner?
Yeah, which is a lot better than what it used to be, which was a banana. but what do you want to be? A banana. Okay, great. But she has no real leaning yet.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she's nine.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
And it's such a big question.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're talking about the fact that your daughter, Mairead, she's in year five, so it's coming up to that time of how do we choose a high school for her.
Yeah.
We're kind of in that situation at the moment, but at the primary school level, kindergarten level, because Mila's 2.5 years old.
Mm.
And part of me, considering what we've been through over the past sort of couple of months, I reckon, wishes that we had done what my brother and sister-in-law had done, which was, I kid you not, the day that their first and then their second was born, the day after both of them were born, they had their applications in. Like that.
Don't people do that for football clubs as well?
I think so. Yeah.
I think they do.
If you're in the wings, if you know, if you want to get like an Ingles membership or something, and you want your kid in the wings or whatever it's called, like the day that they're bored, you're on the next phone call you make after mum and dad. By the way, here's your grandchild. Is hey West Coast Eagles or Fremantle Dockers? Can you get my child in? But one of the things that blew my mind about the whole process in particular, because Liz is the one who's taking care of it all, is the fact that. You don't know whether or not, if it's a private school, you don't know whether or not your child is going to actually get accepted. And yet there is a fee attached just for putting in the application. And it cost us $35. Like the school that we applied Mila for cost us $35.
Non-refundable.
Non-refundable. Mm. Just to say, hey, can you please take our child?
Please take her.
Like, please take her. Please. Like $35 to say it would be, we would be blessed. That's what it felt like. We would be blessed to have our child at your school. Here's $35.
I believe in high schools it can be hundreds.
Hundreds?
I believe.
No way.
Definitely in Melbourne, is just to put your name on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
To register to attend.
And so, like, and that's a non-guaranteed, non-refundable as well, just to be able to.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm homeschooling him.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hey, how's your day going today?
Polo.
Oh. well done. What's your name?
My name's Gina. You got me yesterday.
Get out. Are you the one who called yesterday and I asked that question and you went... Well, actually...
No, I said, I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, right. Well, geez, this is kind of like it's meant to be, isn't it? You have got yourself onto the shortlist, Gina.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I am blown away. I am absolutely blown away. You're in the draw. It's fantastic getaway. Return flights to Broome. 3 nights accommodation at Bali High Resort and Spa. I mean, I could go on. It's about $6,000 worth. It's happening Friday.
Thank you very much. You know, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so...
Well, actually, technically, it's the second time.
The Rush Hour Podcast. All the best bits right here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.